These are sexist microphones that they're made for women's shorts.
No, mine's the opposite.
Okay. So let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you had fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's for women's rights. Well, I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think you'll be more and more used to it as soon as we move. So we have these one person, two person, and three person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to put. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with Maggie and Pierrette.
Oh, great. Yeah, so that will be part of your solution or suggestions to solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls. So I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't
Great.
Want us to. They don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other 80 admins. Which we could understand, because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they
Come say. Now, it's not full over there.
So it seems we, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing, maybe, but we'll see. So regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the two three-person rooms, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right, so the one here. It should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things, but...
Is it against the regulation, security regulation?
No.
And I went over and I looked at that room too. There's plenty of space for four people.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but since we're experts at this task. Okay, so maybe we could count on four places, but the final decision is not really ours, so we'll see actually.
That would be fine if one of the person is 50%. So me, for example.
Exactly, or one of the intern positions, the people who might come.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so these were the answers. So actually I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to start, or would
well,
you like
just
me to end?
Just to complete, I talked both with Maggie and Pierrette, and both of them are happy to share offices. They have no problem whatsoever. They're easy, but could be, as Pierrette has right now, that she's happy to continue to share with Marianne. And Maggie, for example, to share with, could be with Bruno, because they work on the Swistra together, and they like to gossip together, so, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red, you have the... excuse me, that's quite annoying. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yeah. Can I call you a bit later?
People who don't turn off their phone in a meeting. It's fantastic.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Sorry for this. Fortunately, we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal. Interruption. So the names are in red. Now, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together, and it's easier if they're in the same office. And which is quite happy actually. I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno could come well together, and Pierrette and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office, so
yes.
it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows, so I think that's not a problem because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess.
And putting the printer in the lounge is just killing the lounge.
I don't know, yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously
a question of you are printing all the time.
Yeah, why not put the printer out in the hallway?
Okay, and so next to the photocopy maybe you put in that place here.
Is there enough space there for a photocopy and printer?
Yeah,
the photocopy is a bit big.
Yeah, but the printer is quite small. If we find just a small table for it. Maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that is also a printer. Okay, but I wouldn't, insist on this. I think, okay, so the printer, we'll remove it if we work from this this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, so the two projects from the list. And then MedSLT on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has, a lot of phone calls to make. But it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications using it.
Well, I have a question. What's the justification for giving Nancy her own office?
Maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that remain, and I think, there was no strong constraint, and she's a smoker, but the policy is that we don't smoke, so it's even better
doesn't
if
help,
she's with a second
I
person.
I would have a provocative suggestion to put Gisela to switch Nancy and Gisela.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gisela, the fax and the printing machine, the printer, and the one person. Yeah?
Well, Gisela will not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer and people in and out all the time.
Remember,
Andre, that was...
That was the case.
Yeah.
And she was a bit...
Because I really do think it's important to have an admin room really identified as an admin room and only an admin room.
Yeah, we can store files there.
Files where you can close it. You have the personal files of the people of the unit, etc., etc.
Okay, so if you want, I can already
for instance,
do this
I
change here.
Against the fact that my personal files are in a room that is not specifically dedicated for them.
For the professors, you have personal printer or there's only one printer? Because if not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typically the case where there's the lab and the printer is there.
But the printer can be in the corridor.
The printer is it's the main one. We have a secondary one which we could try to accommodate in another room. But it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest. Can I hear also? Let us hear from you, and then if we can work out a common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
I'm perfectly all right to share the room with you as a view on the old town.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be aware of what I was saying last time.
Yeah.
You have to
lots of phone calls. Yeah.
Suffer from phone calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my Walkman.
Earplugs, whatever.
Yeah. David, you had also.
Yeah, okay, for me, as I don't know people a lot, I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with the woman. So, for example, I would, in your flight, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Oh, let me put the plan. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence you. So you would put.
So yeah, you have to show us which one you were talking about, David. We didn't.
Yeah, I was wanting to take this one.
The center room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can even stand and just show off.
Yeah. Yeah, but I need your slide because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I don't want to influence you too much, but I'm perfectly happy to start with this as a basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things in town.
Yes, yeah, so here you can see that the men is, I mean, they are always sharing in the room with a woman. There's Bruno, me, Piet, and Nikos is here also.
No, but for Piet and Maggie, it's a will. It's a wish, or it's a...
Well, actually, because Piet is a woman, too.
Sorry,
it's not feminine enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just send Martin and Nikos for my other...
I didn't get your solution, but was it again?
Yeah, you hear there are two men.
Okay. So he wants to mix sexes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice. I think so. I mean, there's a lot of men here in this in the lab. So I would switch one.
But it's not so much a question of men or women, it's more the question of, as I said, that. Here you have only you have PhD students, they are the group. There you have senior researchers, mm-hmm. are the group, which is to me more, unless it corresponds to some specific demand, like it is in the case in Maggie's case, in Pierre's case, I think that's a very efficient way of doing things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for me it's also, I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office, just to be...
I'm perfectly happy with Andre, so...
I'm very happy with suppose this. But I could also be happy with most of the other people, so even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. we'll see if we can do something for it.
Andre, did you ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them, and I've also used a little bit the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project, like, for instance, Marianne, Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on MedSLT. Yeah, Maria and Galina seem to go along quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
Isn't there just a question of proximity? You put David with Agnes. Isn't Agnes working in a more substantial way in with people like either Maria or Yalina?
That's true. That's true. So we could put Nancy with David and
but Agnes is also working with David, so.
But we agree that it's not important to share the room with someone that
mm-hmm.
has
no,
the same
that's
project.
Right. Here, the other constraints are satisfied. So.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, Ned will be quite happy to have the full room some 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage, and it's a bit more comfortable to me.
So
yeah,
the
but there's
with the two 3-person rooms, I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, if they prefer to be Maria, Yalina, and Nikos, and Nancy and Marianne on the other side, well, no, that's not completely equivalent because Nancy, all our PhD students or master's students, but Nancy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not important. One question I was wondering about, though, because three is always, well, the more people in office, the less ideal, mm-hmm. that wouldn't it maybe be better to put David in since he's only half time?
Yeah.
So that way, then
yeah.
there's not three people mm-hmm. all the time.
So I would switch David and Mansell, typically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which doesn't mean that David should be in this room, could be in the other one. For me, the two, three people rooms are really, they have to be reshuffled
yeah.
according to people, personal
yeah.
preferences.
So
I definitely would put Nancy with Agnes in the two-person room.
Mm-hmm. They have worked together on Parmenides, so this makes mm-hmm. some sense.
But again, it's also a question of personal preference. I mean,
yeah.
you can't be in a room with a person you don't want to be with.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good...
is there anyone that is going to finish on PhD?
No.
First one
Maria,
Maria
is the closest,
so
but she's still not... yeah.
Okay, let's
see, if you do it this way, you mean that in the 2-3 people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David, because
mm-hmm.
David will be part-time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a one free position, knowing that this one free position will not stay free very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes, so
mm-hmm.
at least one person.
And this is still a worry for me because we are still... We don't still don't have enough space for the visitors. Unless
yeah.
we put them in the lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we make four space in the three people
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need
so
to have at least three visitors positions.
Okay, so since we're supposed to do a final proposal, sorry, let me move the printer next to the photocopier.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. And we'll find some way to attach it to a wall or something like that.
So that we keep it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, so that's the... I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
It depends on how we think about the lounge. If it's thought as being a reading room, no. If it's thought as... That's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors that come to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them home. You can go to the cafeteria, or you can sit somewhere else. You can go on the balcony if it's in the summer. So, I don't understand why we should put priority on lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not according to my priorities.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in one of the one-person offices? I know they're actually quite demanded. So. I think, Susan, you're very happy with this solution.
Yes,
so
yes.
let's put the lounge in Susan's office, and Susan in the lounge with three visitors.
That's an excellent idea.
One-person room is really too
yeah,
long.
It's probably
it's too small for them.
I would advocate to just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have space for a lounge. Let's be... in front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and this and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspaper. That's just not,
mm-hmm.
just not realistic.
But
we are researchers.
The problem is, it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not.
No. I think we can choose about.
No, I'm sorry. It's
then you have the three people room that were in three positions, split
mm-hmm.
it in two parts, as Susan was proposing last time, with a wall, and you have a lounge there. You can read your newspapers, and we have a full two-person room where we can certainly accommodate three visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years. Or
okay,
next three
so how do we split the room?
We put the furniture that we got for our reading room,
uh-huh.
we put it into the other half of the three-person room.
Oh.
Would that fit? A little divider of some kind.
But what about if people want to have a small discussion in the lounge?
They are not supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They are supposed to read their newspapers.
Well, not,
well,
newspapers,
not just newspapers.
Because, no, scientific articles.
Scientific articles. No, that's not the reason. The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
But also to read articles.
Yes, you can do it in the office.
So you would like to put it, yeah, with me. And then who
you have good chairs to read newspapers that you don't want to break your heart, your back days in your office.
Yeah, okay, but then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side,
yes.
Here,
yes.
And here we'll put two places for visitors.
Three,
but that means the office will be, at least for the moment, empty. That
well,
looks very bad.
We have a visitor that is arriving. Where did you
it's
say
not
something?
A visitor, it's a new full-time person
okay.
arriving in January.
Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No,
I
that's why we're going to put the lounge.
That could take one position in the...
Let's put Maria Oyalina in this place.
Yeah, I think... Okay, so we need, what, two free positions and one new person arriving? X or something like that?
Well, for...
That's an idea. If you forget about the lounge, what you could do is to move either Maria or Oyalina in the what is currently the lounge. That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria Yarina is coming from, and one free position over there. So we have three positions distributed over the rooms. So we can.
And where is the lounge?
No. We have to.
I'll have my head cut off if we don't have a lounge.
Take the floor of the lounge and you put it in the corridor.
No.
There's
no
space.
The lounge corner.
The lounge is in the free space.
Okay. At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it, because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every...
After all that we went through to get the budget for it,
yeah,
we really have to...
Can you explain to your visitors
okay.
that unfortunately they have a position in the toilet because there is a reading room where people have to...
Well, let's have the visitors first.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So, I think we can put... Maria or Yalina? I don't want to separate them really, but or myself. I don't like that office actually. So I was thinking to put here.
It could be Nikos, for instance. You can switch.
No, we're not going to keep Marianne in a three-person place. Just having
so
Marianne in the lounge.
So it's either. We could put a visitor with you, Martin, but just go in. Okay, let's try one. Let's try this. Let's try Maria.
Put me there. I mean, Andre.
Oh, there, you don't mind? Okay.
Because I will be there half time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about
it. But wait a minute. Then Andre has a two-person office all for himself.
No, we'll put a visitor place in there, if you don't mind.
Well, there is this full-time person arriving in. I think it's really important to plan with
that. What's her name again, Andre?
I think it's Paola.
Paola.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, it could be.
Because that's something that we should be deciding. Either you want to keep me in your office, which is all right, and then
no,
you have to foresee a place for Paola somewhere. I think
okay.
that's not realistic to have a planning.
Okay.
Martin goes back to Andre.
Okay, we'll put Paola and the visitor here. So Paola is the new person.
Yeah.
And the visitor.
That's
this
one.
Is this one. And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. This time. Does this display better?
But Paola being new, I think it would be better to put her with somebody else.
Well, the lunch cannot be shared with two people. You cannot go there and discuss and two people working there in the room.
No, but we said that we won't discuss. Or maybe if we organize some kind of, you know, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, let me
sure
put you in that office and I'll put Paola on.
No, no, put, why not Maria or Jan then?
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays where he is.
You don't want to separate Maria and Yelena, right? Because Yelena
okay.
is not even sure she stays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
okay,
yes.
So let's put Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have, yeah, and we have two visitors and a master student and a part-time person. No, I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
What was Paola with Maria in the two people room, and to have this one, this two, Yelena and David in the three people room.
So who is with Maria here? Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
No, it's a two people room, so.
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. Or, I mean, of two visitors and 50% per person, I don't think it's very reasonable.
Wait, we have
visitors somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's split them a little
yeah.
bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are.
No, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied.
Yeah,
otherwise,
so.
We might lose a room or two.
So this here is the two goes visitor two.
This is always the game.
Here goes visitor one. And is this better? Except that we cannot read it, but back in this.
It's really crowded in the because you have well, not yet, of course, because Paola is not arrived, but starting from January you will have two full time person.
Yeah, okay.
Person,
let me call this visitor one, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come.
Okay.
And this visitor two, which means it's like a second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two people room with Maria?
Oh, good. What would this
Maria
change?
Plus one half-time person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Paola Yelena, one visitor position, and I still keep hope that Maria and Nikos of the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some point.
No, but look, Martin, it's quite a long room. It has two doors.
Oh, yeah, it has two doors. Yeah,
very good. Yeah, so maybe in the long run we'll get a wall.
Okay, that's true. Okay, then there will be a wall.
Although there are three windows, but okay. So why would we move David to Maria? With Maria, do you have any preferences, David?
She wants mixing people, men and women. So.
Well, he already is.
Then the two visitors will be in one room, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the two visitors in the same room because when there is no one, it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations. But
yeah, but then you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria, then
yeah, the occupancy is better that way.
I think
because there's regular
it's
occupancy.
More,
yeah,
it's stable. Because visitors stay and go.
What did we say here?
That's cool.
Yeah, my own.
To me, that's the best we can do. If you if we realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided, and it's no way, no, because actually if we do a proposal without a lounge, and, you know,
we won't be very credible.
You got the message.
Yeah, exactly, and that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just, well, just basically disappear.
That's true.
Which means we'll work for nothing. Okay.
So who has stronger position today?
I don't.
I'll be right back. Yeah.
Okay. But do you have any? We're almost done, Susan, but we'll just check the
I
items.
Just need to see somebody,
yeah,
my assistant, real quickly.
No
just
problem.
The decision. No, you just have today.
We'll just review the items to see if we look at all the constraints, and then you'll be able to say the final yes or no.
I think we accommodated most of the constraints.
Yeah.
Because we are sure that mm-hmm. Maggie and Bruno, Maggie is happy with having Bruno in her office, and Pierrette is happy to have Marianne.
Yeah,
office.
I think that's okay.
We'll check. Okay.
Yeah, we've checked.
And yes, and Nancy, no reason to think that they should be
an
impossible situation.
No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet. And Janina, that means that for a short time, Yelena will be just alone in a three-person room.
Yeah, that's
a bit.
Yeah, that was the point in letting David there. That okay, maybe we'll just leave it as an option, David or visitor one.
But then we could just for the sake of having a defendable solution,
mm-hmm.
As long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David.
Mm-hmm.
But we really
yeah.
plan that mm-hmm. as soon as Paula is here or even earlier.
Okay, so we'll know that
we'll go to the
that the region actually around here is probably
it's just
movable.
It will be
yeah, either yeah, we can switch.
Because this
Maria or Paula or David,
this is
yeah.
dangerous to propose. I mean, you have a three-person room with
mm-hmm.
one master student in it.
Okay. Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. That,
so
that,
I wouldn't
yeah.
propose that.
That's why I always. Trying to put the separate the visitors just to balance
okay.
a little bit, but okay, we'll be open on that.
As soon as Paula is here,
yeah,
it starts to be better, and we will have visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends sure. also on well if Yelena stays longer or
yep.
not. Which
right,
is
right, that's right.
Not yet very clear. But
yeah, that's a point. That's true.
Okay,
we'll
see. Anyway, we'll be open.
Then when is she supposed to finish?
I don't really know. I think her
master thesis
is probably due. No, I would say, yeah, maybe June next year,
June
at the
year.
Latest, yeah. Actually,
okay.
yeah, I don't know,
when are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting, well, the four of us, so yeah, this one has to be the final one.
Okay.
We'll have actually, I'll present this to, well, with the other, I'll compare it with the other one, and...
No.
Try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later
okay.
today. So,
well, so as soon as we have Susan, we can. So I would switch again.
Okay.
But that, as I say, it's just for the sake of the proposition. So I'm even ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like
what
this, and
what
then
change. There are names on the doors.
Yeah, there will be names on the doors.
The psychological problem we have is I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here, but currently, if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired. And she's just working right now for November and December. Yeah,
that's a real visitor.
She's a real visitor. She's a real visitor
so
that I just made a contract for her for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we would have two
okay.
people there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep that. Okay. I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are. Sort of, things could be changed over there,
you really have also to say that a unit has to have some.
Yeah, the visitor space.
I mean,
yeah,
it's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The second point I would suggest is that before you go to defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the involved people.
Well,
to double check. So
I think this. I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting.
I would
when
before. Okay, if you spend time defending a thing and then I don't know, Agnes comes to you or Pierrette comes to you saying, no, I don't want to be with Marianne.
As far as I know, I think Agnes is also taking care of a proposal. So, okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It doesn't cost anything. It's just people will look at it, say, oh, great, I have a view on the mountain and I'm a really person I like. So,
okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints.
What's the timeline on this now? So you have a meeting when?
Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and, well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one since we'll have to check again.
It's not completely, it's an important issue because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided. These are information that I have to provide to the EPFL administration. I'm reachable when I'm at, well, they can phone me on the mobile, but I would definitely prefer to have a clean, filled administrative form that I can give.
Well, so actually, I think, I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move. And this happens in probably next month, or depends also on how, well, the furnishing and.
And then, of course, you have all these practical issues. How about internet connections? Network connections? I mean.
No.
How many connections are there per room?
Because that's also something that we had double checked. You know, if you are in a room with three people and one network.
Oh, no. Actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern and you can have
that. Activated?
We'll get them activated, yeah. And I think you get at least three per room.
No, I get the bigger rooms, you get double. For every workplace, you get two lines.
Sometimes you need a laptop.
Yeah, sometimes you need two computers.
No, because
and
lots of people have, they have a son and they have a PC. So,
if you go back to the slide where you have the furniture, so this, do you have any word to say? And so that I would like to have a red chair or a blue desk.
Oh no! Unfortunately, that's decided by the school. So the chairs are blue. The desk is brown, light brown.
But do we have to order something, or is it done automatically? So it will be in the office when we move in.
Normally, it's done automatically, except that.
Well,
we have
to say how many places that we want to have.
Yeah. Well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then bring all the, well, the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge, we'll bring it here.
And how about the boxes? Because at EPFL you have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them. Or here you're supposed to move them yourself.
Well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
So we'll receive some information about that.
Yeah,
they'll just give us a date when.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different issue from, arranging people. It's just how the moving will take place. And there are other things to take care of, but it's quite unrelated. We'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connection, I think it's quite okay for the
printer
to be there.
To
yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is a mailbox.
By the way, is there any wireless connection antennas for getting?
Not in the building for the moment.
There is downstairs in the building, and pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, typically for the laptops, it's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right now downstairs it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's a bit off topic already.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Let's say that it's a proposal. I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this, we don't have a huge problem.
The four of us will not veto.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, perfect.
So let me save this. Thank you for spending all this time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All happy.